Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, fresh from Bug Fest. Oh, wow, did we have such a ball. That was so much fun. Fifth annual event there at Lauderdale by the Sea. We got to thank all the folks down there. Steve De Oliveira ran a fine event. And our friends from Reef Safe, the Scuba Nation crew were there. Of course, the Dive God and all our South Florida diving friends. We just had so much fun. I can't wait for the sixth annual Bug Fest by the Sea. You can check it out, bugfestbythesea.com. And if you did not hear the show and you were not in the area last week, make sure you go back and catch up with the rest of the class and listen to last week's episode of Scuba Radio, because we tried to capture some of the excitement. We did the best we could. And, you know, we had 2 days to catch as many lobsters as we could. Well, our 12 lobster limit. And Wednesday and Thursday. And, of course, the Lobster Slayer, yours truly, did limit out on the radio and just did a phenomenal job slaying the lobsters. So we'll leave it at that for now. We got so much to cover today because we're getting ready to go to the Maldives. We got to talk about Sharknado 4, which debuted Sunday. Oh my gosh, just so much to cover. But first, to kick it off on today's 2-hour radio spectacular, I have my good buddy Pete from Scuba Board. How are you, buddy?
Que pasa?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So how'd you do?
Hey, dude, what? I know the 5 most said words at Bugfest this last week.
Yeah, what's that?
Please pass the butter.
Of course it was.
It's 4 words.
Yeah, you have your tickle stick, your net, your looper, and your big old tub of butter.
Isn't that a pickup line?
You know what?
Would
probably
you like
work.
To see my tickle stick?
Yeah, yeah. You got to be careful. I will say I saw something a little bit out of the ordinary in Lauderdale by the Sea this time during Bugfest. Wednesday night, the first night of bug season. You know, I'm coming back after a day of diving. And me and the drunken sailor are cruising into the city square, and we see this big crowd as we're heading back to our hotel, the Driftwood Beach Resort, and a big crowd there in the square. I'm like, what's going on? And I see some kind of like streetwalker lady out there that everyone's gawking at, and I'm like, wow, she's like, there's some skin showing there or something. I said, hey, we need to go park and find out what all the ruckus is about, right?
So checking out the mermaids.
We park the car, we go into the square, and lo and behold, in one of the bars there, they were having some kind of female impersonator show, and there she was, Kelly Clarkson in all her glory, 350 pounds, 6'2", makeup, high heels, wig, the works. And, you know, that was the first time ever that Scuba Radio Drunken Sailor, he was speechless and his mouth was kind of like open and he wasn't saying a word. I mean, it was kind of like he was his
talk about passing
self.
The butter, huh?
Usually he's like all excited and talking and hey, let's get, he just kind of was in a daze. It was tonic immobility. Maybe that's what it does. That's his form of tonic immobility, maybe, you know?
Maybe
I don't know.
So. Maybe it's like turning the shark over and rubbing his belly, putting him to sleep.
Yes, it was something like that. I don't know. So we got out of there as quick as we could. Not that we have anything against that, but it was quite interesting and somewhat disturbing, being that kind of caught our eye, you know, but whatever. Hey, it's just those are the things that kind of make, you know, an adventure just that much more memorable. You hear what I'm saying, Pear Pete?
I do hear what you're saying. And All I did was fight traffic here in the Keys during that week.
Yeah, I bet you did. I heard it was quite busy down there.
It was a zoo.
Yeah. I had some friends that wanted to go down there, and they could not get a hotel room. So I don't know if it was that busy this year, or did you hear any numbers, or what was traffic just a nightmare, or what?
You know, it's my honey bunch, Elena, works at Rainbow Reef.
Yeah.
Okay. It's one of the most popular dive shops down here. And they do a lot. In fact, they get more hotels for down in the Keys than the, you know, the other people do, the Travelocity and all them combined. Okay. They do a brisk business. They had sold out hotels a week and a half before mini season. There was just no hotels. There's no room at the inn.
Mm-hmm.
So, absolutely not. And the boats are full. Right. And Rainbow Reef doesn't even take people out lobster hunting. They say, no, we're going to go to all the reefs you can't lobster hunt and stay away from the Captain Morgans and the Ensign Budweisers and keep things safe. But they had, it was like a gauntlet for them to get to places like Molasses Reef, which was a no-take zone. They passed 75 boats just to get there.
Hmm. Interesting. So people could have literally just walked from shore, from boat to boat. They were just all over the place, I guess.
But, well, they're probably too drunk to do that, but...
Well, I don't know. You saw a few of those, though, I guess. I mean, sometimes people partake a little bit more than they should.
And we had rough seas during many season this year.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
it wasn't pleasant.
Well, you know, I was out, you know, that Wednesday night after we left the square. We walked out to the pier. Or no, this was the night before. What am I talking about? Tuesday night at midnight. I walked out on Commercial Pier like we did the year before for Bugfest, and I was blown away last year about how many flashlights and divers were in the water because it was flat calm. But like you said, this year, Tuesday, midnight, it was a bit rough. It was blowing, and I was anxious to see how many divers would be out. Now, there were definitely some that were, you know, taking on the waves and didn't care that it was probably, you know, I don't know, I'd say it's two to threes maybe, or a few little white caps here and there. It was just blowing. The weather was nice and warm, but the wind was up, and it stirred things up quite a bit. But there are still fewer divers out there at midnight trying to catch your lobsters. Now, I didn't hear how well they did, and I did hear the
diehards.
Yeah, I did hear the viz was stirred up quite a bit, but I was looking at it. I was like, hey, this is a beach dive I think I'd pass on, even though I was anxious to go down and see if I could score some lobster meat myself. I just wasn't willing to do it at midnight in 2 to 3 foot seas, but that kind of carried over a little bit. Yeah, what?
2 to 3 foot seas out in the ocean equates to 5 and 6 foot seas right there by the shore. So you're getting hammered, and if you're trying to suit up, you know, at night... Well, you know, the waves are just hammering at you. That's just not a fun entrance.
True.
You almost need a valet.
Yeah. Well, these folks were beach diving. And if you were out on a beach or out on a boat in that, I mean, you would have been beat around all to hell. Yes. So, but, you know, you could kind of get out. I mean, if I wanted to do it, I could have done it. But I was like, you know, like you said, it was more work than it would have been fun. To catch lobsters in those kind of seas. So I was like, nah, I don't have any reason to do this. I'll just sip a beer and watch these other guys out there and make sure everybody's doing well and stuff. So, but you had some snorkelers out there, and I don't know, at Lauderdale-by-the-Sea, they did have somebody who caught an 8-pounder, 8-plus. That's a big-ass lobster. You hear what I'm saying there, Pete?
I have. I caught one that was 16 pounds, 4 ounces back in 2003.
Whoa.
I still have the scars.
Yeah, did you get something that big? Did you get it mounted and stuff like that, or no?
No, I didn't get it mounted. I got my picture in the paper and all that. It was kind of fun.
I bet.
So we had one of those Arctic upwellings, and everything on the reef was stunned, and so was my lobster. And he was stunned until I hit my safety stop, where it went from 49 degrees to about 82 degrees, and then he woke up, and the battle ensued. Midwater.
So wait a
minute. I won.
He woke up, and so did you just go down there and grab him? And he was like, "Oh, here, no, what's up, man?"
Yeah,
really.
When I went to grab him, I mean, I was all ready for the big fight, and then he just like pulled out easily. He was barely moving, and I couldn't get him in my stuff sack. He was too big, too big,
right?
And so I just hold him to my chest, and luckily I came up right under the boat, and as I'm sitting there, all of a sudden I feel him. Starting to kick me, start you know, with his tail, and starting to pinch me with everything, and it's like, oh no, this guy is way too big. He's too close to my neck, and I'm feeling myself getting warm from blood because he's a spiny lobster.
Right.
So I swim up under the boat, throw the lobster in the boat. I hear it go flop, flop, and then I hear the splash. I'm like, no. And actually, you know, we were on a private boat, and the guy in the boat was so surprised by it, he jumped in the water.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
What was that?
Where was this at? Where did you catch this?
Right off of Canaveral. I think it's called the 18 Mile Reef.
Okay. All right.
And, you know, we were a long way off ashore for being in an 18-foot boat, mind you.
Yeah.
And everybody else kept diving. I was done. I had ripped my suit. It was 49 degrees. Had ice cream headache while I was diving. Yeah, I wasn't having fun. I got a big lobster.
And a great story out of it. So, hey.
And a great story.
Sometimes it's worth all that aggravation. 16-pound lobster? I'd be tempted to. I love lobster stories. We got more and then some coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Instead of letting live sharks rain down on people,
shark!
We're going to get in that chopper
shark!
And throw bombs into the tornadoes,
shark!
Blasting those bastards to bits.
There are sharks flooding the streets.
Go, 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 go. We're all gonna die in a sharknado. Sharknado.
Sharknado.
Sharknado.
Sharknado.
Sharknado.
Shark. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Sharknado 4 made its world premiere this past Sunday night on Sci-Fi. I was able to watch at least a half hour of it. Just enough to see Vegas get obliterated and some of the cameos that they had. You know, Carrot Top was a cab driver and, you know, Wayne Newton was singing the Sharknado song. I mean, look, it's a terrible movie, but if you're easily amused like me, it's kind of good, clean fun. I really don't.
Is Tara in it?
Tara Reid, yeah, she lives. I'm a spoiler! No, you think she dies, but then she lives, you know. So,
of course she lives.
I gave away
the
big
She's the heart and soul of Sharknado.
Yeah. So if I ruined it for you, how can you ruin Sharknado 4 for anyone? Seriously. Okay. But regardless, It was it's a fun little distraction from, you know, Shark Week or, you know, the Shallows. I'm a fan of Sharknado. What can I say? And who knows? Maybe if this one does well enough, they'll come back with Sharknado 5 and they'll call me up to, you know, revive my role as sweaty Florida tourist. Because they didn't
first
kill me
of
off.
Scuba.
They did not
first
kill
rule
me
of scuba.
Off. What's that?
Don't hold your breath.
Okay. Good point. But we'll see. It could happen. It really could. I mean, I gave an Oscar-winning performance, you know, as a sweaty Florida tourist. So anybody could tell. But, yeah, if you got any comments on Sharknado 4, feel free to share them with us. Or give us your movie review by going to scubaradio.com and clicking on the Get on the Air tab and record your little 90-second audio blip. And who knows? Maybe we'll play it back on the radio. All right. So... couple things been happening in our world that I'll share with you as well, Pete, and you can give me your 2 cents. I think we mentioned this on the air last week, but we definitely shared it with our Scuba Radio Facebook friends, and that is that, you know, we're coming up on our 20-year anniversary of Scuba Radio. You know about this. You've heard about this, right?
Yeah, dude. How's anyone missed it?
Well, of course. Yeah. And so that'll be April of next year. So we're already kind of getting our mind around what are we going to do. We have our 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio that's going to be done at the DEMA show in November in Las Vegas here coming up. However, you know, this 20-year anniversary will be April of 2017. So we're already trying to get our, you know, marketing planned and maybe some new T-shirts and hats and slogans that we can come up with. And one of them we got, you know, I brought the team together. And actually, it was Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor that actually came up with this line. It shocked me. And I was like, wow, this is actually pretty good. And he said that Scuba Radio, over 20 years of sucking on air. What do you think?
Should that? I like it.
Yeah. There's an element of truth in it. So,
well, there's, you know, almost too much truth in it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what if truth, politicians yeah. had to be that truthful?
Oh, then there wouldn't be any election. There would be nothing going on. So anyway, that's the line we're working with right now. So we're going to try to develop some T-shirts and hats and stuff here, hopefully by the DEMA show or worst case.
And congratulations for that, because, you know, I mean, most shows don't make it 5 years. They'll make it 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And the interest wanes out.
Well, true.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You and I are like the old guys on the block at the moment, as far as that's concerned. We did our Sweet 16 this year.
Well, okay. That's true. That's right. I wouldn't say old is the right word. I'd say wiser, more mature. Well, no, that doesn't work either.
Did you look in the mirror?
Okay.
Come on.
Let's just, we'll just drop it.
Look
but
in the mirror.
It's an achievement. I'm proud of it for sure. And yeah, time flies when you're having fun. And God knows we have too much of that here at this show, and as well as you have with your friends there on scubaboard.com as well. So it's a good place to be. It is a good place, and it's a proper reason to celebrate accordingly. So that's what we'll be doing, and that's what we got in the pipeline, and we appreciate your support, both for Scuba Board and Scuba Radio. And who knows? Maybe we'll have to combine forces for some big party or do something in
Vegas or
something.
That sounds like a deal.
Yeah.
You know, it was once said that scuba diving is a social activity with personal responsibilities.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, I'll buy that. That's not as quite as catchy as over 20 years sucking on air, but, you know, we could work that in somehow, I guess. Yeah. All right, so, you know, we've been doing the lobster diving. I know you were down in the Keys, and you were telling me before we went on the air today that you had been up to Blue Heron Bridge doing some diving. And I haven't talked about that place lately, but it keeps popping up on my radar.
As it should.
I mean, is it just happening as far as diving there right now? That's right there in West Palm Beach, north of Lauderdale by the Sea. And, well, I mean, just north of downtown West Palm Beach, Florida.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's an amazing dive. You'll see more diversity in that little dive than you will in any other dive you'll ever do anywhere in Florida or maybe even the world.
Really?
You'll see octopi.
Yeah.
You'll see the biggest lobsters you've ever saw. I'm at littlest. I saw a 3-inch lobster. I saw arrow crabs bigger than the lobsters. It was cool.
Yeah, so it's like a nursery type of place where you can get some really cool macro critters, but really unique animals. And all it is like I don't know, it's like a big rubble pile they dumped off the bridge years ago, or it's an old bridge or something that crumbled up or something. Is that what it is?
There? That might be on the other side. The side that most people dive just has the pylons, and it's got some trash there. You know, you look in the tire, and there's an octopi, or there's whatever. The thing about it is, because it's so, there's so much current, you never know what you're going to get. Like, you know, we've had sailfish go through there. Mm. They've had sharks go through there, manatee, dolphin. You never know what you're going to see.
Right. Well, you want to dive it at slack tide, though.
Oh, yes. You got to check the tide half hour before. Don't go 40 minutes. I made that mistake the last time.
Yeah.
Go a half hour most. Mm-hmm. Because it's like delayed a little bit.
Yeah, and it's right there at the causeway, like Northwest Palm Beach, Blue Heron Bridge Boulevard, right
off
of
95. If you go on the weekend,
yeah,
get there real early, because it fills up, and they'll block you out.
Yeah, you got to park in the little state park there, right by the bridge.
Yeah, Phil
right?
Foster.
Yeah.
Phil Foster State Park is the name of the place, and it's a wonderful little dive. There's lots of stuff. We had, you know, the shrimp that you eat?
Yeah.
We were swimming in a school of them. I was able to reach out my hand and grab two of them right out of the water.
Yeah, you were
cool
diving with shrimp scampi?
I was, and they weren't skimpy.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. But,
but I mean, think about it. They were that thick, cool. I could reach out and grab them with my hand. That was just awesome.
Yeah, you know, I got inked when I was lobster diving down there in Lauderdale by the sea by some squid. I got inked.
They'll do it.
Yeah. Hey, but I don't know if I've seen any shrimp swimming around while I was underwater outside of a night dive. So that's kind of cool. Blue Heron Bridge. Google it. You get all the details about how to dive that cool site here in Florida next. We got more with Pete from Scuba Board, though, coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
From Scuba Board is my guest right now on Scuba Radio. And so, Pete, I know you got some new gear that you're interested in talking about or sharing with the, you know, with the crew here today. Well, what have you picked up? A new BC, a regulator,
bigger
dive light? Oh, it's bigger than that. What would it
far
be?
Bigger.
Hmm.
I picked up a new van.
A new van?
A 2016 Transit 3500. I think it's big enough that I can have my own golf course inside the van now.
Okay. If that would be an interesting little sidebar or, you know, surface interval distraction you could do in between diving. But I don't know. Van, I never considered that a piece of dive gear. But in your case, I guess it is. Because you're doing teaching. You got to load it up with, like, BCs and regs and all kinds of stuff, or what?
BCs and regs. And, you know, I've got my rebreather in there. I've got all the tanks that need to go diving up in cave country. You know, it's my little, let's get out to Florida, because there's so much in Florida for people to go see.
Yeah.
And, you know, having a big van that I can keep all the parts I need, you know, talk about a save-a-dive kit.
Yeah, I'm in. Right.
You know, I'm looking, hopefully in a couple weeks, heading up to Blue Heron, again? Go diving Goliath grouper off of the caster, then heading over to Venice Beach and diving for shark's teeth. Having fun.
Yeah, you can just do a Florida road trip in your traveling scuba board van. Is that what you call it, the scuba board van, or what do you call it? Or do you got a name
really
for it?
Really doesn't have a name yet.
Mm.
Maybe people can come up with a name and...
Well, do you have like a dive motif all over your van? Is it all painted
up
yet.
And
stuff? Yeah, are you going to
do that?
It'll
have big scuba board logos at one point in time.
Well, there you go. All right. So scuba board, scuba van, coming your way. If you see something, you know, traveling down 95 or 75 in Florida, you'll go, hey, it's
Pete. Stop me for some Scooby snacks.
That's right.
Get
throw
it?
Them some.
Scooby snacks?
Of course. You would have to have those. That only makes sense. You ought to do it like that. Yeah, paint it like the Mystery Machine. Why not? That would turn some heads and, you know,
there you go.
You'd suck them back into our little club of divers. All right, Pete, we'll get back to scuba board.
Okay, man.
Monitor those threads and do what you do, and we'll catch up with you again real soon. We got Casey my old diving buddy. He's going to join us next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Snuba allows a diver to go underwater 30 feet or so without tanks on his or her back. Hoses attached to a raft on the surface. Great for kids. They gain confidence, have a blast, and it's very safe. And if you haven't done Snuba, you might like it. Fact or tip of the day.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving and going down, of course. I am Greg the Dive Master. Casey, my old diving buddy from back in the day, literally from 20 years ago, is with us right now. Casey, how are you, man?
I'm good, Greg. How you doing? Sounds like everything's going great.
Hey, we're having a good time. Getting ready to go to the Maldives here in a couple weeks, and we'll cover that accordingly. Just got back doing some lobster diving, and I don't know, you know, Bill O'Reilly evidently went snubaing. And have you ever done snuba yourself, Casey?
I've done snuba. It reminds me a lot of hookah diving. What I want to try is one of those where you put the bell over your head, and you're in the pocket of air.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like one of those bob things or what? What are they? Scuba bobs? I don't know what they call them.
Yeah, kind of reminds me of the old diving helmet days,
right?
And I'd like to see what that's about.
Yeah, well, you know, the snuba is pretty much the same as scuba diving, but it's not quite the same as scuba diving in the sense that, you know, you have a hose. It's more like you said, a hookah. I don't know what does snuba stand for. Scuba is self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. So it's snuba is self new. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
We'll have to look that up and figure out what the hell it stands for. But you can check out snuba. It's kind of like a cheap way to do scuba or get an introduction to scuba diving and that kind of thing. It's a really...
I'm trying to conjure it up now. Is that where you have like the tanks up on a paddle board, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And then just run a big hose down like a hookah dive.
That's kind of cool because you're really not limited... You know, like hookah, you could only go where the hose would let you, but if the tank's coming along behind you, that'd be great.
True. So, I mean, it's something to look at, and especially if you're new to diving or haven't dove, give snuba a look, like Bill O'Reilly. He dug it, and that's good. We need more big celebs.
I guarantee once you get underwater, that's where you'll want to be.
Right. Absolutely. Now, so like I said, I've been doing some diving there in Lauderdale by the Sea. I did Bug Fest. Did you catch any bugs for lobster season or no?
I didn't get out. I just, this winter I had my shoulder replaced, so the doc has just said, you're good to go. Get back in the water.
Get back in the water, do some diving. And you're on the west coast of Florida, so... You did some diving where? Where did you go after you got
the clean bill? I took my boat out of Hudson.
Hudson, Florida. Okay.
Hudson, near Newport Richey. And they have a half a dozen artificial reefs out that way. I went to one that was made up of old military tanks.
Military tanks? Like
Bang Bang.
Really?
Patton.
They have those
Rommel.
Underwater and you dive around them and that's in the Gulf?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very cool. Very cool. Lots of fish populations, all different kinds. And basically, I went down. You know, my favorite hobby is killing lionfish. So I went down. I got a couple.
Yeah.
But there were hogfish and everything else you could imagine on this reef. And there was a couple pretty good size Goliath grouper.
Nice. So what do they call this tank reef? I assume.
I'd have to look up what exactly it's called, but that's what everybody refers to it as, yeah.
Yeah. So how many tanks are underwater on this site?
Probably about 10 to 15 tanks.
Wow. And they're just lined up or just kind of scattered all over?
Yeah, they're kind of scattered all over. Some are upright. A couple are on their side. Yeah. you know, the storms have done a little bit of wear and tear over the years, but it's still really cool just to see these massive things underwater.
Yeah. How deep are you talking?
Not very deep. You're talking maybe 20, 30 feet.
Okay. And how far off, you say, Hudson, Florida? How far offshore do you have
maybe,
to go?
Maybe, 30, 40 minutes.
Okay. Not far at all.
Not far. And you're not so deep that you have to really worry, you know, and you're close enough. If the storms blow up in the afternoon, you can run back in.
Right. Did you see any lobsters? I assume you did that before lobster season kicked in, but did you see any on the site?
I did see a few. Yeah, there were a few antennas sticking out from different places, and I was very tempted, but I thought, what would my dive master Greg do? And I thought, he wouldn't touch him, so I didn't either.
Yeah, well, yeah, what do you mean, what would my dive master friend? If you were the one who taught me to dive,
well,
are you kidding?
Okay. Yeah, but you're the hero of the airwaves now,
oh,
and so we honor you some.
Yeah, well, obviously, Casey's been drinking today, so God bless him. But yeah. All right, well, that sounds like an interesting sight. So that's because I never heard of that. I was not aware. I haven't done much diving in the Gulf, and that's where you're headquartered these days.
Yeah, it's new to me. I never really did anything. When I had the dive shop there in Mount Dora, I used to run to all the caves and caverns, and then we'd run down to Fort Lauderdale where you got certified.
Right.
A lot of the Keys, but never really did a lot of West Coast diving, so I'm kind of trying to get a list of artificial reefs now that they're putting out and checking out what those are all about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been told you got to go fairly far offshore to get any kind of real depth. And you said about 30 minutes and you're still in like 20, 30 feet of water.
Yeah, to get out to the middle grounds, it's a good hour plus or 2 hours, I think.
Right. What kind of viz did you have? Do you have pretty good viz that day or what?
Pretty good viz, 15 to 20 feet, something like that. It was clear enough you could look around and see the next tank in the row and head over to it.
Right. And you saw a couple lionfish, so you snagged those. And that's been your, the thing that's kind of piqued your interest lately from what you were telling me before we got on the air, huh?
It amazes me because years ago when I went diving off West Palm and, I showed one to a group of divers I was training and it's like, look, there's a lionfish. Well, they're kind of pretty. In the back of my head, I thought, I don't think we have lionfish here. But I didn't really think about it. You know, we all went on. And now here we are 10, 15 years later and they're just everywhere,
and they eat everything. You cannot do a dive anywhere pretty much in the world without seeing a lionfish these days. It's really remarkable. Now, I will tell you, the dives I did last week in Lauderdale by the Sea for Bugfest, I saw very few lionfish. I saw like maybe two very small ones. Now, I will attribute that to the fact that all the divers down there are taking them out every time they see them, because we're diving some pretty popular reef sites for all the local charter operators, and they've done a good job at telling the divers to get, if you see one, go ahead and get it or let us know, we'll take them out and do that kind of thing. So that's it seems to be having an effect on the more popular dive reefs. But man, you get off to a site where divers don't typically go, you will see lionfish more common than anything else out there, and that's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah, and considering we are the only natural predator it has in the U.S.
Yeah. So you're getting on the bandwagon to do take part in one of these lionfish derbies. Is that right?
Yep. Headed down to Key Largo, September 9th and 10th.
Okay.
And Reef is sponsoring one of the derbies down there. I've been down there three times, and it's just fun. And you get to dive and spearfish in Pinnacant Park.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, do you got to pay an entry fee, and then they do a weigh-in or all that with all the
An entry fee. It's $120 to register, which goes to Reef, so that's not bad.
Right, good cause.
And then Friday, there's a captain's meeting where everybody learns what the rules and regs and where you can go. And there's still areas where they're doing research on the reef that you can't go into, so that's good to know.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, as soon as sunup, you can start collecting. And then by 5 o'clock, everybody's turning them in. I think last year we got 488 of them.
Yeah, so you did this last year. That was the event you went to last year, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember you came on and told us about that. So you're doing it again, September 9th and 10th, the Reef Lionfish Derby. You can probably just Google it or something.
Oh, I'm sure. Put in Key Largo Lionfish and it pops right up,
yeah.
I'm sure.
There, now, that weekend is open for me right between my trip in the Maldives and Alaska. So there's a slight chance I'm going to get down there for this one. I just don't know at this point with the travel schedule, but I'd love to do it. What technique are you going to use to slay those lionfish, by the way?
Got my little pole spear. I sharpened it up. It's all shiny and ready to go. And we've got, we've kind of lucked out. Me and Ken have gone down there the last 2 years, so we loaded up with winning zookeepers.
Uh-huh.
So I've got a couple zookeepers to stuff them into.
Yeah. You got the big monster ones or the ones that'll hold about 10 or so? What do you think?
No. We have the monster ones. Uh-huh. I have the titanium one.
Titanium lobster, what do you call it? Zookeeper.
Zookeeper. Yeah.
It's a big old PVC pipe with the flanges on it.
That'll
hold lots of lionfish. Good times. And we got more with Casey next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Get up. We're gone.
Where?
Maldives.
The Maldives? I don't even know where that is.
Indian Ocean. It's beautiful.
The natives there, are they friendly?
You need to worry about the natives, Tiny. Natives need to worry about you. Come on. We got a plane to catch.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are going to be in the Maldives here literally in a couple weeks. You're going to hear all about it as we broadcast from the deck of the Carpi Nova liveaboard. I cannot wait. That's going to be so much fun. Jerry Beatty is going to be on board with us. Who knows? We might be able to talk to him before the show's out today even. But we got some cool stuff coming up in that regard, and you'll want to listen in to get a little taste of what it's like to do some liveaboard diving. I even called Casey. I said, dude, we have a last-minute spot. You want to go? And he's like, oh, my God, you're killing me.
You are killing me. That's just...
Well, that's what I do.
Give me more heads up.
Yeah, when everybody hates me, that's when I know I'm doing so well. You know what I'm saying? That is the sign of being a happy diver. You know what I'm saying there? You can relate to that, Casey. Come on.
I trust me. When I was out on the boat doing diving and everybody said, man, this really must get rough. I said, yeah, this is a terrible office to be in every
right.
weekend.
Exactly. So it's good to know that you're getting back into it after your little, what'd you say, shoulder surgery.
Shoulder yeah. surgery. Yeah. Had to have the thing replaced.
Yeah.
You know, but it's all better now. Mm-hmm. And. Getting ready to do that. Wish I could go to the Maldives. I have clearance, by the way, next year when you put something together to travel with you. So I've already stashed away my reservation in the I get to go category.
All right. Well, yeah, we got a couple things in the works. As soon as we get back from the Maldives, we're going to be doing make some plans for some other explore venture live aboards that you'll hear about on the show. So listen and plan accordingly for sure. Now,
I will be there. I need to twist your arm about have you been to Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico. You know what? I have not. I have not been to Puerto Rico. They got awesome rum, though, I hear. That's
I'm going to sample that come March next year.
Yeah, when you're not diving.
Down there.
You need to partake in a little bit of the local culture there. But I don't know. I've heard the diving can be very good there or is decent. But I have not been to Puerto Rico just to dive. I've been there through, you know, flying through and stuff like that on some of my travels. But I haven't went out and done any diving. So where out in Puerto Rico? Like San Juan? Or what are you talking about?
I believe we're going to fly into San Juan. Mm-hmm. And then the city we're going to actually stay at is about 30, 40 minutes north of there.
Okay.
I'm planning on hitting the water at least a couple days during the week.
Yeah.
And maybe if we're down there on Saturday, I'll give a call from Puerto Rico.
Well, that sounds like a good plan. And then when you come back, make sure you bring a souvenir of rum back with you.
I can.
That'd
I can
be my only request. Yeah.
I've been known to smuggle a little rum or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the stuff we have here keeps evaporating. Is my Walt DeMartini seems to say he gives this rum that he gave me. He goes, keep an eye on it. He says, you're going to set it in your studio, and it's just going to start evaporating if you're not close, you know, especially with these other guys you have come into the studio with you. And I'll be damned if you haven't been right.
That wasn't that rum that I drank when I was having a little throat problem, was it?
It has its medicinal purposes.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's medicinal.
Right. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. We don't mix the two when we're diving, but hey, when we're not diving, why not? All right.
Hey, after the dive, you got to get rid of that nitrox somehow.
Okay. All right. I guess that's one way to look at it. All right. So we got you're going to Puerto Rico. You're doing your Lionfish Derby. Are you going to come out and join us at DEMA for our 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio? You should. You were there in the beginning.
I think I'll have to. I was there in the beginning. I remember sitting down with a six-pack of beer going, you think we could make a show out of this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're all very proud of you, my friend.
Yeah, well, that would be quite a treat to have you in Vegas and be a part of that special broadcast. I think what we're doing, we're still working out the details, but we generally record a show in the afternoon in the Bahamas Isle for their Bahamian Junkanoo Happy Hour Party. And that's what we're going to do.
I was in Orlando last year.
That's
we
right.
did that.
It's become a tradition. So I don't think we're going to break tradition so much as like just kick it up a notch and say, hey, this is our 1,000th episode of the show. So, you know, we're going to have to do something special. Someone suggested giving away, you know, $1,000 bills to people that show up. And I was like, I'm not so sure that'll work. However, I got an idea.
Really, if you give me a $1,000 bill, I promise I'll be there.
Our budget probably won't allow that, but I am thinking about getting my hands on some little, small little single serve salad dressing packs of a Thousand Island dressing that I think would be a nice little souvenir for everybody who was on that show. How's that?
I know you.
Nice
you're just gonna steal those off the private jet. I know it.
Well, I didn't say I was gonna pay for them. You can go over to Wendy's and just ask for a couple extras with your salad, you know?
If you start now, you should have hundreds to give away by then.
Well, there you go. Yeah, this far in advance, you know, it's not till November. We'll be good to go by then. So, we'll come up with
If you fry up a lionfish, it's good with a little Thousand Island on it.
Well, I never thought about that. Is that what you put on it or tartar sauce? What kind of lionfish eater are you?
Whatever. Make it into ceviche, fry it up.
Yeah, ceviche.
Whatever it takes.
It was good lionfish stuff. They had actually
excellent.
They did that. My buddy Simon there in Dominica did some ceviche lionfish for us a few years ago, which was the best ever. Our mermaids at the time, however, ate the entire batch. I got like one cracker full, and then I turned around, and it was gone. And I was like, "What are you guys doing? You're like eating your own."
Can't keep fish away from a mermaid, Greg. Yeah. You should have learned that by now.
Well, yeah, evidently our mermaids were kind of cannibalistic at the time. I just didn't realize it. I mean, I would think they're part of the same family. I don't know. Fish, mermaids, mammals. Who knows what they are? All right, that'll do it for hour one. Casey, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate catching up, my friend, and have fun at the Lionfish Derby.
Good to catch up. And I will probably see you in Vegas.
Ah, sounds like a plan. All right, we got hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving on deck. Stay close. Just getting started.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in luck here. Down in the muck here. Under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.